We are back. The Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. This segment is brought to you by Diamond Jim's Tire and Auto. John's going to talk about them. They're great. They're great folks to go to.
Yep, they sure are.
If you need tires, you know, this weather, you know.
You need air in your tires.
I did get the winter air in my tires. I got it swapped out.
Good, good.
They did it for me. He's got a big truckload sale. On winter air right now.
Summer air?
He's
at a discount.
He's recycling the summer air.
Oh, you got to treat it.
You got to treat it.
You got to treat it.
Turn it into winter air. Yep. But he's got a truckload. He's doing a truckload sale. The winter air is free.
Good.
When you recycle the summer.
Good.
Air.
And you need to make sure you get your muffler bearings greased too.
So they'll do that for you as
very
well.
Important.
Yeah.
But in reality, Diamond Jim's is an awesome place, and they take care of my tires and my vehicle, so I really appreciate them. They're right on Dorn Highway, just south of Bristol Road in Burton, Michigan. Diamond Jim's Tire and Auto Service Center. You just can't beat them. I am so glad that I found them. And you introduced me to him, Dan.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
and,
they're good folks.
And Tim and I get along great, the owner. And he was one of the three Tamigos.
One of the original Tamigos.
Yes. And it's almost a prerequisite to be a sponsor of the show. Your name's got to be Tim. Williams, we let out of that equation.
They've got to have a Tim around there somewhere.
They must have a Tim somewhere, I would think. So we'll just say there's a Tim there. We'll just for our sake. But anyways, Diamond Jim's, you can call them at 810-743-4210. When you want good tires, good service, get your heater fixed, whatever you need, even windshield wipers, have them take care of you.
Boy, when the salt gets out there, you'll find out how low you are on windshield washer solvent.
Yes.
Because you start using it all. And as soon as you start using it, it's like you need more of it, and then all of a sudden it's gone.
Yeah.
And then you can't see out, there's a thick, opaque covering on your windshield.
And you're looking through a little spot in the bottom left corner, and your neck's all kinked over.
Or you've got the window open in the cold air, and you're sticking your head out trying to see.
That's scary.
No, go get, they'll put some new.
You remember how small the reservoirs used to be when we were kids?
Oh, yeah.
You had to fill them. You had to keep a jug in the back seat.
Yes.
I would just go buy a jug and splash it on the windshield of my 74 Chevy. No, my 72 Chevy.
Yeah.
And then I got a 74 Chevy and had a bigger one.
Yep.
Now, they hold the whole gallon.
Oh, yeah.
Which is handy.
Yeah.
All three of my primary vehicles hold more than the gallon jug, so I like that. That helps.
Put the whole thing in there.
Yeah, I like it. So
instead of topping it off after about a quarter
way through. Exactly. Well, have Diamond Jim's take care of you and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Gunsmith Show. Remember, you can go to our website, thegss.com, anytime you want, listen to the show. And on Facebook, please like us and follow us. The GSS, the Gunsmith Show. That's the four words. The Gunsmith Show. Keep fluctuating right there in that number I'm at. I need to blow that number away. So get your friends. Tell your friends about me. Tell them about the show. Tell them how good Dan is on the radio.
What do you mean the number?
The number
likes,
of followers.
Followers on Facebook.
Yeah, followers on Facebook.
Go follow them on Facebook. And that way, too, because they don't. Aggressively promote.
No, they won't. If I put a picture of a gun, they cut my viewing in half, and
so
they do it all the time.
So you can see this content if this is stuff that you're interested in. You can see this
we're
following and making sure that hey, boost this. I want to see.
Yeah, because what you can do is you can go to my Facebook page, and this sounds silly, but you can go to my Facebook page, and all the stuff that I follow will be right there on it.
Yeah.
And it's all the main manufacturers, all the bullet manufacturers, all the powder manufacturers. So all the newest stuff is always on there. So it's kind of a go-to
resource.
It's a resource. Exactly.
You can have something up there on this new firearm, H&K?
Yeah, H&K came out with a new gun, and we're real excited about it. It's called the CC9. Not CC Rider, Dan. This is not a rock and roll thing. But
are you trying to get me to distract you?
No.
Why would you do that?
I'm cutting you off at the pass. What?
No, you're not. Nah, you're opening the door and saying, "Hey, Dan, look at it.
No.
Let's talk rock and roll."
I don't want to tease you. But the cool thing is they've come out. H&K has a wonderful line of guns. It's kind of like that high-end restaurant that you never get to. You know what I mean? And it's when you do get there, you're like, oh, I finally ate at this restaurant. That's kind of how H&Ks are. They are exquisite guns, And they came out with this new HCC9. Now, what is it? It's the smallest double stack pistol that H&K has ever made. So H&K built this gun, and this is where I like them. Some companies put guns out super, super quick. They, you know, they'll run 100,000 rounds through them and say, yep, it works fine. Well, H&K built a fleet of these and then put 750,000 rounds through them. I'm just letting H&K know that I am available. If they need me to torture test guns, I will be glad to. My fingers could have blisters. I got blisters on my fingers from pulling the trigger. Wouldn't that be nice? Boy, well, it wouldn't be nice, but I wear leather gloves so that I don't get such things.
You're a giver.
I try to give all the
time.
Take
one for the team.
Yep. I will be glad to test guns for you. So anyways, H&K put 750,000 rounds through these before they introduced them to the public. It is a really good looking gun. Now, the hottest guns on the market are the Springfield Hellcat, the, the Sig Sauer 365, Taurus G3s. All these guns are the same size. They're 4.75 inches tall, and they're 6 inches long, and they're high capacity 9mm. And I that's what I carry too. You can get the Mossbergs. Ruger has the same size. They're all the same size. So is it something new? Well, it is nice. I'm going to tell you it's nice. H&K doesn't mess around. When they make a gun, they cost a little bit more than the others normally. But, I mean, you can easily spend. I know a guy right now that's got a Sig Sauer 365, a real high-end one, a Legion, in layaway, and he's got $1,250 on it. You know, so it's like, that's an expensive gun. Well, we're not in that neck of the woods. The MSRP on these starts right about $600. And depending on the colors, it can go up a little bit. But what do you get for that money? It's the smallest double stack. It is fully vetted. It works good. It has a 3.32 inch cold hammer forged steel barrel. So it's a good barrel. It's rated for plus P, so you can shoot the hot ammo through it. The whole action and frame is rated. That's what a lot of people are scared of when they go to concealed guns, is they don't have steel frames. They have plastic frames. And if the frame breaks, what happens when you pull the trigger is the whole slide blows off the gun, and you end up with shrapnel burns and injuries. Could kill you. Or a bystander could get killed. So the gun is tough. It has forward and rear serrations in the slide. So that means you can grab the slide near the end out by the front sight or grab it in the back. There's serrations in the side so that you can rack it with ease. Most of these have such nice slides to work with, you could actually hold it against your pocket, hook it on your pocket, and rack it with the rear sight if you want to, if you were down to only having one arm that worked, if you got shot in the arm or something or hurt yourself. Another cool thing is the gun is ambidextrous. So ambidextrous means you can use right or left-handed. It's a very well-thought-out plan, and that's what I like about H&K. They think about their guns. They hold their value. Got a lot of good friends that shoot H&Ks excellently, and they practice what they preach. They H&K puts a gun that works, they're going to make it work. They shoot competition with them. They are very, very good guns. Now, one nice thing about these guns, a lot of people complain about a lot of the little guns. I can't get my little finger on the gun. It hangs underneath the magazine, and that can make for missed shots. And I explain it to a lot of folks when they're shooting, and they're like, why am I always shooting to the right and up 3 inches? It's because your little finger's not holding the gun tight. And this gun is designed to, all four of your fingers will fit on the gun properly. So that's important. It actually, the magazine has a little lip on the bottom to hold your finger on the gun so it doesn't slide over the bottom.
I never understood why people did that with baseball bats. Like, they'd have a finger below the bottom. And it's like, you can't do it.
It didn't work for me either. They're trying to get the bat out as far as they can so that they can hit the ball instead of getting a walk. I don't understand that. So let's talk football, though, Dan.
So
no,
let me
it's not.
Let me ask you.
Yeah.
CC9. So is that concealed carry 9mm?
Probably. Yeah, because they've got like they have
because it's a smaller gun. It's a lighter weight gun. It's designed for the person who wants it for personal protection.
Yes,
concealed
it is
carry.
It is a carried gun. So CC probably that is probably the nomenclature for it. Now, all their guns have two letters, or you know, or three letters in their name. HPVs. I think that's a disease. But no, but they do have. They have a lot of VPs. Okay, a lot of VPs, and very powerful. Maybe I don't know. I'm not going there. It's a German thing. Okay, it is. It's a German thing. So. So
don't get immunized for it, though. Whatever.
No, no, you don't need to get immunized. You don't have to take vitamins. Just get your good gun and have fun. So it is optics ready. So where the rear sight is, there's a plate that you can take the plate off and you can put a glass optic on it, which is very nice.
Does it have a Picatinny rail?
Why, it has a rail, Dan.
Not Picatinny, though?
It's not a true Picatinny. It is a light rail.
Gotcha.
A Picatinny has regular marks. I forget exactly how far apart they are, but a Picatinny rail is a Picatinny rail. And
then, so it's variable.
Then a Weaver rail is a Weaver rail, and this is a light rail. So
light
it's
rail.
a slot on each side of the gun with one groove so that your light can lock into
Weren't they building light rail between Ann Arbor and Detroit? Weren't they talking about that?
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about something from Star Wars there for a minute. But anyways.
Sorry to disappoint.
Yeah. So it does have a tritium front sight.
Oh.
In I don't know who makes it. It might be Williams Gunsight. I don't know, but I'll find out when Brian returns my call.
Is tritium an element too?
Tritium is an element.
Okay.
And it's from Mars. And it might come out Uranus. I don't know. Or come out of Uranus. I'm not sure. So
it's my favorite planet.
Yeah. Now, the rear sight is almost identical to the Ruger's popular, just a black, you know, for years we had 3-dot sights and 1-dot in the front, 2 in the back. Well, they found it with the front sight being tritium and the back one just being plain, it shows up like excellently. The front sight acquisition is what shooting accurately is all about.
Yep.
And it makes you focus on that front sight. So it's smart. Again, smart. It does have the light rail. The gun is less than an inch wide. I'm barely less. It's like 0.99.
Yeah.
It is 6.02 inches long, which isn't bad at all. Now, it comes with two different magazines, 12 round or 10 round.
Okay.
With the 12 round, it's 4.9 inches high. With the 10 round, it's 4.6 inches. And so, good gun. I'm excited about it. I want to get out and shoot one. So, get out to the range. You can probably rent one at Williams pretty soon. But there's a lot of new guns on the market. We're going to talk about another one right now.
Cool.
Next, in the next segment, another brand new gun that came out this week.
We'll talk about it next here in the Gunsmith Show. US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. John is the gunsmith. He's back right after this.